Hello, book lovers. It is terrific to be joining you here again for book club. And today, look, I want to throw you a curveball, one from left field, because every year, like when summer rolls around, I've told you this, I take a little bit of a break from reading new Australian novels, and I like to sort of tangent into some literature that I don't always have the time for throughout the year. And summer just gone, I reignited a bit of a love of Japanese literature and Japanese novels, because I wanted to, you know, something different, challenge myself. And I read a few. I'm a sucker for a book about talking cats. So honorable mention to Susuki Natsukawa's whimsical novel, The Cat Who Saved Books. It was definitely a favorite of mine. But truly though, the novel that I want to bring for you today, the novel that I read, it really shook me. It really got me thinking, is Sayaka Murata's Earthlings. So in Earthlings, Natsuki Sasamoto is certain she's a wizard. She's also certain she's not part of the world of her family. And to her, developing her powers, it seems a sensible way to escape that world. On their annual trip to the extended family's home in the mountains, Natsuki's cousin Yu confides to her that he is, in fact, an alien. It's a fact that Natsuki takes in her stride. She's confident that Yu is from the same planet as her plush hedgehog, Piyut. Natsuki and Yu pledge their love to each other, and they pledge to survive their lives in the real world on the promise that they will reunite at the family's annual gathering, where they're going to be picked up by a ship from Yu's home planet. But like so many of the promises of childhood, Natsuki and Yu are not able to fulfill their love and are instead ripped apart by their respective families. Natsuki grows up with her cousin, a distant and an unspoken memory in their household. But the trauma of her childhood has shaped her irrevocably. In Natsuki's estimation of the world, everyone is just a component in a machine built for breeding and maintaining the status quo. And so, as an adult, Natsuki enters a celibate marriage with a man equally suspicious of society, and they are superficially happy. That is, until she and her husband embark on a trip that sees a return to the family's mountain home, where Yu is now living. So, Earthlings is this strange and disquieting novel. It's kind of a social dystopia, showing us this world that's seemingly familiar, modern, cosmopolitan, but the life is morphed into a surreal kind of organic machine. I was so beguiled by this idea, I found myself wondering if there is a term for something, you know, kind of like the opposite of an anthropomorphism. Fun fact, there is. It's called cremamorphism. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It deals with this idea that Natsuki has that, in fact, the world is a machine. We're all components in a machine. And she feels completely dissociated from that and is seeking something more, something beyond this world of Earthlings, as she calls us. And Earthlings is this really thought-provoking novel, but that doesn't actually feel adequate. This is a novel about social isolation. It's about the ways that a dominant narrative, you know, the thing that we tell ourselves that we all believe, the way that can seriously marginalize and traumatize people who don't fit this so-called typical mold. I'm just going to pop a trigger warning here for any potential readers, people that are thinking about this. There are some deeply troubling scenes in the book. It would be too much. I'm not going to spoil these moments, but I would definitely go into this novel with your eyes open. For me, though, reading Earthlings, I found my curiosity more than rewarded with a novel that flips our sense of social cohesion, and it opens up a world of dangerous wonder. Discovering Earthlings has also opened me up to Sayaka Murata's writing. Now I'm definitely going to explore more, and I just need to find another stretch of time to read her other works. So today I talked about Sayaka Murata's Earthlings. I can definitely recommend it. I can definitely recommend indulging some of your reading fancies every now and again, just sitting down, reading all of an author's work, going into a genre that you've never discovered before. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are looking for incredible new works from Australian authors, join me on Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Until then, Andrew Popel from Final Draft. Happy reading. Bye for now. See you next week.